KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have mostly clear skies and 4 degrees above, or below zero, actually, 4 degrees below zero at Atlantic. We look forward to be, well, sunny to partly sunny today with a chance of flurries this afternoon, a high around 22. A wind chill advisory remains in effect for the listening area through noon today. And south of Interstate 80, that advisory includes Cass, Adair, Adams, Madison, and Union counties. And along and north of Interstate 80, all the counties in the listening area are included in that wind chill advisory. News is brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. In the news, the Page County Sheriff's Office says a Shenandoah man was arrested Thursday on a warrant out of Cass County. 36-year-old Daniel Elmer Bright was arrested on the warrant, charging him with second-degree theft. Bright was unable to post a $5,000 bond. He was transferred to the custody of a Cass County deputy shortly after his arrest. News time is 7:07.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon, or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Authorities in Pottawatomie County report an 18-year-old from Crescent suffered a serious injury when he accidentally shot himself in the leg Thursday. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker told the Daily Nonpareil that the teen, whose identity was not released, shot himself in the thigh at around 6:30 p.m. The accident apparently happened as he was trying to clear a cartridge from an SKS rifle. Danker said the wound was severe enough that the teen was required to be transported from a Council Bluffs hospital by air ambulance to Allegiant Creighton Health Creighton University Medical Center. A judge in Douglas County, Nebraska, sentenced a former Council Bluffs pastor to 30 years in prison Thursday for sexually assaulting an 11-year-old girl who had turned to him for help in dealing with a family situation. The Omaha World-Herald said 57-year-old Efrain Yumana has been charged with first-degree sexual assault. In 2011, Yumana was sentenced in Iowa to 35 years in prison for sexually assaulting the same girl, as well as at least two women in Council Bluffs. Newspaper said he pleaded no contest to his assaults of the girl in Omaha in exchange for the prosecutor's recommendation that any sentence in Nebraska be served at the same time as his prison time in Iowa. All of the assaults occurred in 2004 while Yumana served as pastor of the Templo Monte Horeb, a congregation that he eventually left amid accusations of impropriety. An official with the state fire marshal's office says it appears that arson was the cause of a fire that severely damaged a home in Carter Lake early Tuesday morning. John Tyser told the Nonpareil that the fire at 802 Reddick Boulevard was set on purpose, but he declined to elaborate. Firefighters from Carter Lake and Crescent were dispatched to the blaze around 1 a.m. Tuesday. The fire reportedly caused about $35,000 damage to the unoccupied home. The structure had been vacant for only about a week while the owners were in the process of moving. An investigation into the cause of the fire continues, and anyone with information about that incident is asked to contact the state fire marshal's office. Three Atlantic teens were arrested Wednesday night for using and possessing homemade explosive devices after police responded to a report of shots fired. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green said the call about the activity in the 300 block of Maple Street came in at around 9:10 p.m.
The officers arriving heard something sounding like shots also. When they pulled up, and some kids were on a second story of the apartment and looking out the window. Make a long story short, what they were doing was throwing these pop bottle bombs out the window of the second story and letting them blow up.
The officers who arrived and heard the loud noises had their guns drawn, but no shots were fired from their weapons. Soon after the individuals were questioned, officers discovered two unexploded bottle bombs in the yard. The Iowa State Patrol responded and disabled the devices by firing rubber bullets at them to relieve the pressure inside those bottles.
It's just a rubber round instead of a lead round. It's what's known as less lethal munitions. Technically, if you had somebody in the eye with it or the temple, you could probably still kill them, but there's something for riots and things. We don't have any troops.
Chief Green says that that would explain why people thought they heard two different sets of gunshots. One was the bottle bombs going off, while the other was the sound of rubber bullets being fired. Taken into custody following the investigation was 19-year-old Dalen Clean, 17-year-old Bryce Gilling, and 17-year-old Jeremy Stone, all of Atlantic. All three were charged with reckless use of fire or an explosive device, a serious misdemeanor, unauthorized possession of weapons or homemade explosive, a Class D felony, and using explosives with the intent to commit a public offense, a Class C felony. Clean was booked into the Cass County Jail, while Gilling and Stone were later released to the custody of their parents, pending an appearance in juvenile court. The chief says in the early 1990s, kids were blowing up mailboxes with similar bottle bombs comprised of common household chemicals, and the stiffer charges against the three teens that were arrested Wednesday are intended to demonstrate that type of activity will not be tolerated again, he says.
Basically, I would just let them know that it's a serious offense that's taken seriously by law enforcement, and we're not going to mess around with people making homemade explosive devices.
KJAN News Time is 7:13.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
And in our funeral announcements this morning, Northa Witten, age 86, of Panora, died Tuesday at Panora Nursing and Rehab. Memorial services for Northa Witten will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Panora United Methodist Church. Twig Funeral Home in Panora is in charge of the arrangements. Vernon D. Wollenhouse, age 92, of rural Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Vernon Wollenhouse will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. John's United Church of Christ, south of Lyman. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Donald Larson, age 77, of Manning, died Tuesday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Services for Don Larson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Richard Shear, age 58, of Coon Rapids, died Sunday at his home. Services for Richard Shear will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Ascension Lutheran Church in Coon Rapids. The Johnson and Woodhouse Funeral Home in Coon Rapids is in charge of the arrangements. Robert Grove, age 65, of Shelby, died Tuesday at his home. A celebration of life service for Robert Mark Grove will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Billy Carl Marples, age 62, of Elkhorn, died Thursday at the Salem Nursing Home in Elkhorn. Services for Billy Marples will be on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Elkhorn. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Beulah Crocker, age 92, of Manila and formerly of Cherokee, died Thursday at the Manila Manor. Services for Beulah Crocker will be held at a later date. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Our news and funeral announcements was brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.